ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, we welcome you back to Branson, Missouri on an unseasonably cool evening here in mid-December, 51-degree night on the banks of Lake Taneycomo here at Branson Arena. Quick stat check before we get underway in the second half. Same starters as before. Anna Grace Foreman with 11 points. Now another good performance for her so far. Allison Nibbs, Emma Martin, and Kate Gilbert all with 4 points. And Leah Jackson again, that triple midway through the second period. The other side for Lake Hamilton, a little bit spread out scoring for them. Haley Weirich, their leading scorer, with 8. Excellent player in her own right, currently holding offers from Harding, Louisiana Tech, and Arkansas State. And I was able to talk to Coach Conley as Winfrey catches on the low block. Shot is missed. Yates pushing ahead. Goes to the spin move. Picks up her dribble. To the left side, Martin. Thought about a three. Is it Yates? She thought about a three. Now she's going to put on the deck. Driving to the rim with the right hand. Off the window. Too hard. Loose ball. Dove on the floor. A couple Lady Bombers and a couple Lady Wolves on the floor, but Lake Hamilton comes up with it. Haley Weirich now on the right side to the right wing. Dribbling to her left. Meant by Foreman. To Winfrey. Winfrey looking. Finds Thornton on the cut. Good layup is good. Well, Alvin Thornton with 5 points so far. Ties the ball game. Martin has it. Lake Hamilton upping the pressure a little bit. Martin right into the bucket. Won't go. Shorthanded it. Met by Foreman. Lake Hamilton with the ball now. Thornton looking ahead. The junior over to the right side. Mulling it. Tried to get it inside the whistle. And there's a whistle. They're going to give that to Addison Yates. Her third foul. Team's first of the second half. It's like Hamilton to throw it in. Higginbottom will throw it in. Gets it inside to Winfrey off the window, and there's a whistle. A late whistle. No wonder not pleased with that call, and so give that foul to Emma Martin. That's her fourth foul.
Second team foul.
Big hit playing the Bombers.
20, Audrey Winfrey.
As it'll send Audrey Winfrey to the free throw line. First one, no good.
Entering the game from out will be number 5, Leah Jackson.
Leah Jackson will get Emma Martin. He may sit for a while. She has 4 fouls. Been a good afternoon for Martin. Second free throw's missed. Great to see Wallace said ball don't lie. Pretty much contact on that last call. Gilbert gets a screen from Foreman. Gilbert from the free throw line. Airball it. They say it was tipped, and the Lady Bombers will get it back. Payne will throw it in from the left lane line. Lady Bombers now moving from left to right. Gets it into Gilbert. Gilbert gets a screen from Foreman. Over to Jackson in the right corner. Picks up her dribble. Back to Gilbert. KG's going to go to the rim. To the right side. Pulls up 10-footer. Rattle around. Won't go. Foreman got a mitt on it, and she comes up with it. Foreman puts it back off the window, count it, and one. Anna Grace Foreman gets the and one. Foul is on Audrey Winfrey. Her third, team's first. Foreman trying to complete the three-point play. Off the heel of the iron, Gilbert got a mitt on it, but Lake Hamilton comes up with it. Pushed ahead to Thornton. Thornton driving inside. There's a whistle. Knew that'll be on Emily Payne.
Foul.
We'll give that to Emily Payne, her first foul.
Team's first foul. team foul, number three.
Officials definitely putting those whistles to work this afternoon. They get it in. Foreman got a mid on it. Goes into the backcourt. Lake Hamilton comes up with it. Wires pushing ahead. Little 15-footer from the free throw line. Won't go. Long rebound. As Foreman and Yates post double, Wyrett pulls up for the three on the left side. Won't go, and we have a whistle. Not exactly sure what the whistle's for. I believe they're going to give that to Leah Jackson. Looked like she was just boxing out, but the official looked like he saw something otherwise. They give that foul to her. The official's fourth foul. We have an and one on the other end by Audrey Winfrey. They give that one to Addison Yates. She has four fouls, both her and Emma Martin with four fouls. And one won't go. Wyrett comes up with the rebound. As the next one, he called for a walk. Thankfully so. Addison Yates out. Abby Martin will come in. And Dale Leonard calls the timeout. And we'll take one with him. We're tied up at 28, 6 minutes left in this third period. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
So back here in Pirate Arena, Lady Bombers now in a dogfight with the Lake Hamilton Wolves. 28-28 our score, 6:03 left in the third period. Scoreboard is wrong, says it's period two. Actually, period three. As Abby Martin will throw it in to Gilbert. Gilbert now to the left side. Working ahead. Turns away the screen from Abby Martin. Now she picks up her dribble. Gets it into Foreman. Foreman goes to work. To the right side, little 10-foot jump shot. Rattle around off the heel of the iron and bounced in. Anna Grace Foreman still feasting and feasting inside. As down the other end, Wyrick gets it to Winfrey, and there's a whistle. They'll give that to Abby Martin. Her first of the ballgame, team's fifth. Winfrey's first free throw. Goodness, hit every part of the rim and rattled out. Second one from Winfrey. She banked that one in. First free throw made. 1 for 5 from the free throw line is Winfrey. That's the lead to one for the Lady Bombers. Okay, now working hesitation move into the paint. And it got hit. Short armed it. Lake Hamilton comes up with it. Kicks it to the left side. Wyrick for three. Will go long rebound as it's fought for. Lake Hamilton comes up with it again. Mullenix in the left corner. They get it into Thornton. Back to Mullenix for three off the right side of the iron. Lady Wolf tried to save it, but she saved it right to Emily Payne. Payne pushing ahead to the left side. Payne now gets the screen from Abby Martin. Up to AG to the right side, Leah Jackson. Jackson back to Abby Martin. To Kate Gilbert, she wants a three. Bucket! Kate Gilbert from downtown, and the Lake Bombers are back up top by four. Lake Hamilton trying to respond. They get it to Mullenix on the right side. Holds a dribble. She's looking. Looking. Now she puts it on the deck. One dribble, pull up. Goes back to the right side. Now she's back to Winfrey. Over to Wyrick. Wyrick looking. Wyrick driving inside. Goes over. She gets a great reverse layup and bounces in. Haley Wyrick with another bucket. And the Lady Bomber lead is cut to two. And the bucket's good. Gilbert gets it to roll in. As Lake Hamilton pushes ahead, a couple spin moves inside the paint for Thornton. Gets it to go off the window. Business picking up here in Branson. Thornton gets it to go, 35-33, halfway through this second quarter. Payne driving into the lane. A lot of contact. There's the whistle. Give that to Junior Higginbottom. Their first, excuse me, team's third, team's second of the second half. We'll send Emily Payne to the free throw line. First one by Payne. Rolled out.
Into the game.
We'll send Emma Martin back out there. With four fouls, this is sister Abby Martin. Second one from Emily Payne, good. .36-33 our score. Lady Bombers on top. Thornton gets it inside. This is Winfrey. Winfrey off the window. Rattle around, but Martin comes up with the rebound. Martin has it. Pushing him to the right side. Gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert now to her left. To the left wing. Leah Jackson in the far corner. Gets it inside to Foreman. She's met by a triple team. Turns it over. Lake Hamilton pushing ahead. This is Winfrey now. Winfrey kicks it back out to Weirich. Weirich at the volleyball line, just in front of the Branson logo. To the left side, this is Humphreys for three. Off the heel of the arm of an offensive rebound. And that's Haley Weirich on the offensive rebound in the putback. Haley Weirich with another bucket. Cuts it to a one-point game. Martin to the left side. Screen from AG. Now to Payne. Over to Kate Gilbert. She wants another three. Bucket! Kate Gilbert again from behind the arc. And the Lady Bombers stretch it back out to four. As we have a whistle, it'll go out of bounds. Lady Bombers get it right back. The Bombers just walking it up. 2:40 left in the third period. Lady Bombers leading 39-35. Now to the right side. AG has it. Now up top, Payne. He tries to feed AG. He's hit by a double team. We have a whistle. And they're going to call.
Number 20, Audrey Winfrey.
They'll give that to Audrey Winfrey. That's her fourth foul. Audrey Winfrey will have to take a seat. Her fourth foul, team's third. Had all three fouls in this second half. As Gilbert has on the right wing, driving with the right hand off the window, won't go. Rebounded by Sutterfield. Sutterfield ahead to Thornton. Thornton pulls up for the jumper. Won't go. Tipped back by Martin. As Hamilton comes up with it. Another offensive rebound. Humphreys looking. Now back up top to Thornton. Falling in a set. 2 minutes remaining. Here in the third period, Lady Bombers still leading 39-35. Thornton now back to the right side, into the paint. This is Mullenix. Mullenix back up top to Weirich. 4-3 by Sutterfield is blocked away. Lady Bombers come up with it. Emma Martin ahead. Get it inside to Foreman. Foreman out the window. Foreman. Emma Foreman with another bucket inside. We have a whistle. Timeout. Lake Hamilton calls timeout. They've seen enough. They want to pop it over for a little bit. We'll take the ball with it. 41-35. This is left in this third period. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Well, back here in Branson, Eric Hamilton calling a timeout. Most timely, it's cleaning up. He took a 30-second timeout. I sense his bunch back there. They'll have it at the half-court stripe. Francis team trailing 41-35 as they'll get it into Thornton. Thornton Jr. currently getting looked at by Arkansas Tech, Wachita Baptist, and Harding, and a few other similar schools. Wyrick now on the right side. It's tipped away. Payne trying to come up with it as we have a whistle and a jump ball.
Jump ball, ball. Alternate
possession is coming up. That is to the Lady Bombers. Minute 22 left. We have the clock rolling again during the stoppage there. Gilbert now. Over to Jackson on the left side. That's 7 feet behind the three-point line. Foreman behind the three-point line now between the circles. Over to Martin driving with the right hand. Into the lanes. Slicing and dicing won't go. Foreman the offensive rebound. Been there all night. Get the offensive rebound. Put it home. Integrates Foreman with another bucket. Extends the lead again as the ball's thrown away. Back into the backcourt. And it's a backcourt violation. Lady Bombers will get it back. Integrates Foreman with 8 points in this third period, making a big impact. As Gilbert will throw it in where it went out, about 2 feet to the left of the lane line, as the official is talking to the defender guarding Anna Grace as she has her full forearm into her stomach. As Foreman catches it anyway, there's another whistle. Oh, my goodness. Anna Grace Foreman getting whatever she wants.
I'll
give that to Haley Wyrick, her first foul of the game. And physical team play is very surprising. As Gilbert will throw it in on the B in Branson on the baseline. Gilbert looking, gets it into Martin. Martin playing with four fouls still. 45 seconds remaining. It may hold for the last shot. Martin goes to the right, now to Payne. Payne with it, hands it back off to Martin. Got 5 feet in front of the three-point line. Over to Payne on the right side. Thought about a three, but they want the last shot. Payne now dribbling to the left. Back to Martin up top. Now to the right. Hit by a lot of pressure. Now back to the left. Over to top for Gilbert. Gilbert across the half-court shot. Gilbert dribbles to the right. Gets a big screen from Foreman. 15 seconds remaining. Gilbert to the drive inside the lane. Wide open lane. And she gets the bucket. Kate Gilbert off the window, and the Lady Bombers are up 10. Down to 5 seconds, a snare ball. Martin ahead, and she called it a foul, and the whistle. As that'll be on Haley Wyrick. She picks up another foul. We'll have a timeout. Del Runner wants to draw something up for this last 2.2 in this third period. Lady Bombers leading 45-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
So Del Lunner taking a timeout. Lady Bombers currently leading 45-35 with the ball. Be at the half-court stripe. See if he can get a bucket. Gilbert will throw it in. Got a step to the right at the half-court stripe. Gilbert looking. Gilbert still looking. Gets it into Foreman. Back to Gilbert. Puts up the B3. Good if it goes. It's an air ball. But excellent look nonetheless. We play three quarters of basketball. Lady Bombers leading 45-35. We'll take a short little break. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.